So today, Greg and I are talking about self-discipline and getting ourselves motivated. Greg, I think we all have issues with self-discipline and motivation at some points in our lives. Mm-hmm. I know for me, I can jump all over a task if I'm really into it and I love it, but it's giving me one of those things like that I don't love to do, like cleaning up branches after a storm.
Yeah, or, it's the worst.
Yeah.
If you love doing something, like I'm big with my truck, okay? I put a lot of money and time into it. It's my baby. I call it, I don't know, it's a guy truck. So I love it. You know, if I have to work on it, I can do it all day with a smile on my face. It's just second nature to me. Put me in a classroom for 40 minutes with a bunch of other students and I will bounce around and not be able to focus well at all. So if you're interested in something, it's so much easier to self-discipline yourself because you don't really have to self-discipline yourself. It's something you enjoy doing.
Right.
So you genuinely like doing it.
Yeah.
So. That's my view on it so far.
Yeah, I think for me, it's like, you know, I like doing things with numbers. I like creating content for the podcast. But yeah, cleaning my house. Oh my.
Yeah. I'll do it next week. I'll do it tomorrow.
Right. Well, what my latest thing was, I'll do one room at, you know, a day.
Oh yeah. There you go. Chunk
it up. So I did that, but then now the vacuum cleaner still sits in the living room.
I saw it when I came home today. It's still in the living room.
Yeah. It's been there for about 3 days. So I don't know. You know, we gotta figure out what works for us, and there's no right or wrong for any one person.
Yeah.
So it's normal to be trying to figure out, you know, your ways and try things and then try something new if that doesn't work, all that.
Yeah.
So anyway, but the other thing that I want to add to that is, so instead of, you know, facing our hard, uncomfortable projects or assignments or whatever they happen to be, we tend to go to our distractions, which will be, you know, food, TV, videos,
Candy
games,
Candy Crush.
Candy Crush.
My mom is big on that, if you didn't know. So.
Don't be telling my secrets.
I'll be using that example quite a bit. So.
Anyway, so we need to be aware of that and identify what our distractions are. So the Oxford Dictionary defines self-discipline as the ability to control one's feelings and overcome one's weaknesses, the ability to pursue what one thinks is right despite temptations to abandon it.
So that's from the Oxford Dictionary?
Mm-hmm. I changed it up.
That's interesting. So I think most people might believe that IQ, memory, or standardized test scores predict a student's academic performance. Researchers have shown otherwise, actually. In many studies, researchers have found that self-regulation, which is pretty similar to self-discipline, it predicts not only academic outcomes, but also which students would improve their grades over the course of the school year. So self-discipline is a super important life skill. And I think some areas where we're having self-discipline will benefit us are just different things like healthy habits.
Mm-hmm. What that would include, like getting to the gym or getting your exercise,
getting a full night's rest, mm-hmm. Getting your homework done like that. You know, not staying up till 4 in the morning partying when you have a test the next morning.
Right. Kind of that's
just responsibilities and taking care of yourself as an adult, basically. Mm-hmm.
Did we talk about nutritious food, eating good?
No, we didn't, but it's important.
It is, and I've noticed a big change in you this year at college where you're trying to eat better as best you can.
Yeah, so.
You know, given you have a dorm and a cafeteria that doesn't have the best food in the world. But you do protein for your workouts?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. When I started taking that, I started really looking up nutrition and like really understanding how it could affect you. And it's everything. It's your brain. It's how you feel. It's mm-hmm. your habits. You need fuel in your body for you to perform your best. And I didn't really realize that. And so, you know, I was 16 years old. And I kind of started eating a little bit more and taking, you know, my nutrition more serious. And, it's really important. So,
yeah. Okay, so, and then another benefit area would be school or jobs, mm-hmm. depending on our situation. So it's, yeah, it's important for you to show up to work on time, to show up for class on time. And that's all self-discipline. I mean, you know, Mike and I, my husband, we got new mattresses, I think last fall, and they are amazing. And I really have a hard time getting out of bed some days because they are so amazing.
I did the same thing. I got a little mattress topper for my dorm bed, and it's like a full new bed. It's like a whole pillow that I have to lay on now. So getting out of bed for an 8 o'clock class is not the easiest thing to do. So it takes a lot of self-discipline to just even get out of bed.
So. Yeah. Yep. So showing up, you know, making sure we've got our lunches ready if we're taking lunch, which is actually a healthier version or a healthier way to go about that. And, you know, getting your food. you know, are you prepared for your exams, your quizzes?
Projects.
Yeah. Projects too.
Those are important.
Mm-hmm. So that self-discipline can actually, you know, be very beneficial in that area. And then there's money management,
which is very important. You got to make wise financial decisions. You got to be self-disciplined with money because, you know, money doesn't last forever. You only have so much of it. And you should make more than you spend. And some people don't do that. They're not as self-disciplined with their money. So, mm-hmm. you know, some of it burn it faster than they even make it. So that's, it's not a healthy skill to have like
right,
that.
Right, because
so.
Then you get in debt.
You get in debt, you make deals you can't keep, and it's just, it's an all-around negative situation. Mm-hmm. So.
Yeah, and I just to add to that, I think the, you know, you're in personal finance mm-hmm. right now this semester as one of your classes, but to be able to save 10% of your, I don't remember if it's gross pay or take-home pay, but you should be able to, every time you're paid, save 10% of your money.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, gross pay is without tax. So.
Right. Net is after.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so emotion regulation. So when we learn self-discipline, we can make an effort to express our emotions in healthy ways mm-hmm. and learn how to cope with stressful situations and disappointments.
You can't just freak out over little stuff. It's not worth it.
Yeah, I agree.
A lot of people do that. Uh-huh. And it looks bad. It is bad. It's not healthy for your mind.
Mm-hmm. And disappointments, I mean, we all have those in our lives. And I look at that like, that's God saying, that's not where I need you to be right now.
Mm-hmm. Everything happens for a reason.
Mm-hmm. So. And that's, yep. And then, so yeah, you know, just learning to deal with that and work through our emotions on that, you know, when we do get disappointed in something, instead of getting, you know, kind of crazy with it, try to be self-disciplined about it.
Mm-hmm.
Talk it out. Find your friends. Find your parents. Find your people.
Talking is so helpful.
It really is.
Time management.
And then there, yeah, time management, probably one of the hardest things to do in our society is to apply self-discipline to time management.
That is so relatable.
Mm-hmm.
I have an 8 o'clock class in the morning and I've had a bunch of absences already in the semester because time management. I've worked on it now and I've realized that I have to self-discipline myself a lot more to get to my class because I really can't miss any more classes and each class I miss, I'm just missing information, you know? So I just have to discipline myself to wake up at, I don't wake up at 7:40. I actually wake up at 7. So I have a full hour to shower, get my contacts in, brush my teeth, get ready so I don't feel rushed, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So it's just more of a less stressful morning for me.
Yeah.
So, and it works out better. You feel better going to class. When you have a little food in your stomach, your hair looks nice, and you're just put together. So
right.
It makes a big difference,
I think it's stressful. I'm sorry, my voice, my allergies are bad today.
Yeah.
It's stressful when, you know, we get up, it's so short, you know, 5 minutes before we're supposed to be in class or, you know, before we have to hit the road or whatever it is. And yeah, it's just your day does not start out very well that way.
Yeah, it's the absolute worst. So.
And I know we talked about how if we have negative thoughts and negative stuff going on inside of us, that's how we will present and that's how
the day
our
will
actions
go. Yeah.
Will be and our day will go. And so just giving yourself that time and that space to get up and get yourself ready and be fresh. And
it can be vital. And I didn't understand that it was vital until recently.
Mm-hmm.
So,
and kind of going back to you know, you kind of told on yourself about the, which I love that you do that. And you feel comfortable doing that.
Yeah.
But the money management, you know, when you don't go to a class and we have kind of had this conversation before about how much money did I just spend for a class that I did not go to.
And I did the math and I was like, oh my goodness. So
I just, gave money to the trash can or something.
Pretty much.
Yeah. So. Actually, I did that one time that I was trying to explain to the boys about wasting food.
I remember this.
And so, you know, it's just like nobody ever eats the leftovers in our house. And I'm sure that's pretty common. And so I took money out of my purse and I threw it in the trash can and I go, that's what it looks, that's what, the same thing right there. Yeah. Just, you're throwing money away.
I wanted to snatch that money out the trash can so bad.
I had my eyes on
you. I couldn't believe you did it. I was like, what is she doing now? I was like, what point is this trying to prove?
But, I would never leave it.
But. Yeah, I know. I saw you snag it out later before I could get to it. So
anyway, so a lot of good reasons why we should develop our self-discipline. Mm-hmm. So, I made a little note here about everything in moderation. You know, we're not saying just eat healthy all the time. You know, every night, make sure you get 10 hours of sleep. You know, you can have
your off nights and off days and stuff. We're all not perfect.
No, and you don't want to be, and you don't want to strive for that. That will stress you out.
Yeah. Because you can't worry about stuff like that. Because you already have a lot to worry about. So
right. You just want to keep a nice balance.
Exactly. Yeah.
So that I would say that would be the goal. Mm-hmm. But I mean, if you, yeah, that I'm going to leave it there. So. All right. So Greg and I came up with some tips for developing and improving our self-discipline.
So it's like... writing down the times you tend to not be self-disciplined. So, like, find out what's, like, troubling you with your disciplining or, like, with your self-discipline, I guess, you know. Mm-hmm. For me, school-wise, you know, math was the hardest subject, always has been. So, I could do, you know, any other subject but math, you know. I could not sit down and do math. So, you know, for – or also cleaning my room growing up or something like that. So, those I think are like for my two biggest struggles. So if I work on those the most, I feel like I could grow the most.
So. Right. I think the math, you know, looking back, it was for you, it was getting extra tutoring, going in to see your teachers before school, after school.
It was so
much
extra work for me, I feel like. So it was so much self-discipline at a young age. Yeah. My voice is messed up, allergies.
I know. It's really bad today. I don't know what is going on with that, but. Anyway, so identify those areas that it's hard. Maybe it's hard for you to study for an exam, or, you know, maybe it's hard for you to not want to eat pizza every night, or, you know, go to the fast food.
Yeah.
You know, I get it. You're a college student. It's a little cheaper that way. Mm-hmm. Got to kind of balance that out a little bit.
It adds up. So,
mm-hmm. So get all your areas that you want to work on. And I'm not saying jump into all these areas all at once if you have a long list, but pick one or two, and then under that, go ahead and write down the temptations that
are in your life
that you will go to. You know, maybe it's the phone or boyfriend, girlfriend, Netflix, thank you. Games, videos, TV, eating, you know.
Stuff like that.
Yeah, stuff like that. So shopping could be another one.
That's another one, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Eating.
Yeah, working on your truck. Yeah, so.
So I think the first two steps are pretty important.
Mm-hmm.
When you create a clear plan for, like, just getting stuff done, and I found that when I put the stuff I hate doing the most at the beginning of my list, so I get it done first, it makes my life a lot easier because it's like, I already got the hard stuff done, so it's just easy now. So
yeah, that's such a good point, Greg. Yeah,
do the hard stuff first, because I used to do the opposite. Do the hard stuff first and then do the easy stuff later.
I love that. So it can be hard to do, but if we focus and keep our mind at once we get that done, then the rest of it's going to be easier.
Exactly, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And it's over and we don't dread it.
Yeah.
Right.
Break them down into chunks. 30-minute timers are great. That's what Alex Eubank said when he's just, you know, he just can't get motivated or anything like that. He just sets a 30-minute timer on his phone. It's a YouTube 30-minute timer. And he just puts it on his desk and he doesn't touch anything. And he just sits down and does what he needs to do and doesn't do anything until the 30-minute timer's up. And then he takes a little break. So
can you explain who that is to people that may not know him?
He's a fitness influencer. Mm-hmm. really big on God, and he's really, like, proud of his faith. And it's one of the biggest things motivating him, I think. So, really good role model for the youth. If you're getting into working out or something, it's Alex Eubank, E-U-B-A-N-C-K. So,
yeah.
I found him, like, I don't know, a couple months ago, and really inspirational. So, and it's just pushed me to become a better person and become closer to God, too. So, yeah. Which is really good.
So. Yeah. So, and I like that because, just a good example. It's just not, you know, us. It's just not you. It's, you know, we all have to struggle. We all struggle with self-discipline, and we have to, again, like I said at the beginning of the show, figure out how we're going to get through those tough times.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's almost like tricking yourself a little bit. So, you know, do something for 30 minutes, remove the distraction. So if it's that phone, like
take it in another room or something,
put it somewhere, put it away. Yep.
Stick with it. You got it. It's not that hard. You can do it. It's mm-hmm. It's all mental. I found, short-term discomfort. It doesn't last forever. That eventually goes away after you are in discomfort and you kind of discipline yourself.
Mm-hmm.
It goes away after a while. Have a friend who can help keep you accountable. You know, I have my regular friends, and then I have my friends that help me with schoolwork. So, and those friends are super important to me too, because I want to stay on top of my grades and stuff. And they're always there for schoolwork and stuff like that. So, and they keep me accountable. And they motivate me. So.
And then you have, but you have different types of friends too. So you've got your core group where you hang with and, you know, watch TV or do whatever you guys do. Work out.
Play basketball.
Right.
Hang around campus, go eat, stuff like that.
And then you've got...
My study buddies.
Your study buddies.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And that's something that we've talked about many times too, is having different people, different groups in your life.
Because... I know you have so many too. You got your disciple girls, your Bible study group, mm-hmm. and then you got your regular friends. You got your Valente friends, your Austin friends, mm-hmm. Chase's mom's friends. Your friend group is so broad. And it's crazy. So
yeah, but it's really important, I think, to have a variety.
No, it is so important.
Because sometimes if I need to talk to somebody, it's like, well, wait, I'm going to pick someone in that group because this relates more to.
And sometimes the same people get old. Don't tell them I said that. Sometimes the same people get old, so you need different people to hang around.
Oh.
I get sick of my best friends after a while.
Oh, wow. Yeah, sometimes you need a break?
Yeah.
Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
Okay.
If I'm spending the night at my friend's house or Daniel or something like that.
Okay.
If I'm spending the night at a friend's house or something, I can't go, 3 days without, kind of getting annoyed with them or something like that. So.
Well, that's a long time to be with somebody without a break.
Yeah, true. Because, you just... Sometimes you get, little disagreements or something like that.
Sure. And
stupid stuff happens. So,
mm-hmm.
Where were we going?
I know. I don't know. We got off track a little bit, but that's okay. It was good stuff. Remove distractions. Oh, force yourself.
Before, mm-hmm. Short-term discomfort. Yeah, I was on that.
Affirmations. Okay. Yeah. So, that is like telling yourself when you wake up in the morning, and you're ready to walk out the door all fresh and clean, you say, today's going to be a productive day.
Or a good day or something
Like
that. Okay.
Or today
speaking
I will
into
be...
existence.
I will be strong and power through all my challenges.
I'm going to get this homework done today.
That's right.
Something like that.
Or I got this major test and I studied really hard. I'm going to go treat myself to...
Coffee.
Yeah.
Something like that.
Stuff that you enjoy that... I've done that. It's I go maybe a manicure or pedicure.
I've done that too. Mm-hmm. So for when I wake up and stuff and I have a lot on my plate, I'm just let's just get this stuff done so I can enjoy my day. So.
Yeah. It's nice to not have to worry about it and think about it.
Get off your shoulders. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Did we remind yourself? Oh, this is really big, Greg. Remind yourself of what you're going to gain by staying self-disciplined. So you have to think about.
What am I doing it for?
Yeah. What am I doing it for? I'm going to get an A if I, study and put the time in and really understand this material.
Mm-hmm. It's why do I work so hard? Why do I learn? Why do I study? Why do I put all this effort in? And if you don't know what you're doing it for, I guess take a look. Because I don't know.
Well, yeah, it's important to know why you're doing this. And sometimes maybe it feels like, I don't know why I'm doing this.
Yeah.
Because maybe it's a project at work that you have to do and you're kind of, you're like, oh, whatever. And so, but just hang in there on that stuff. Failure.
So remind yourself of what you'll gain by staying self-disciplined. A thing I like to say is like, what do I do it for? You know, if I'm working out, what do I do it for? To make myself feel more better about myself, to finally, you know, learn some self-discipline and go to the gym every night of the week to push myself to the limits. Adults also could ask this question too. What do I do it for? You know, why do I work this job? Why do I constantly struggle? Why do I put myself through this? Maybe is it for that pay raise? Is it for that promotion? Is it for that vacation that you could possibly get in the future? So adults and adolescents can all ask this question. All of us can ask this question. And especially in times of like doubt, when you need to stay self-disciplined. Like if I don't want to go to class or something like that, and it's a rainy day and I'm in bed, what do I do it for? You know, I need that degree because it's going to get me so far in life. So it just, you know, it might just self-discipline me to get out of bed, get some clothes on and just walk to class, and it won't even be that bad, you know? So.
And you'll be happier at the end of it all.
You don't feel guilty that you didn't go.
You'll be happy that you accomplished.
Yeah. Yeah. So you just feel so much better about yourself.
I think that's when getting your friends to be there, your dorm roommate or your apartment roommates, help them make you accountable. You know, give them permission to call you or come in your room and dump water all over you.
I always text Tyreek at 7:30. I'm like, I'll see you in class. Yes or no? And he'll respond sometimes. Uh-huh. Sometimes he won't. So I'll know. So,
yeah.
But yeah, it's really helpful when you have friends that like text you before class or something just to check on you, mm-hmm. just to make sure if you got yourself together.
Yeah. And it doesn't have to just be before class. It can be any time.
It can be any time. Like, yeah.
Dude, let's get to the gym.
Yeah, exactly. You know? I'm always trying to push for that.
I know. So. You missed last night. Let's, mm-hmm. you know.
Let's not do it this night. Mm-hmm. I missed that night. So
even reaching out to others instead of having them reach out to you would be good.
I reach out to 4 people a night to go to the gym. Because if one doesn't respond, I text the other person, then the other mm-hmm. person, the other person. Somehow it doesn't work out sometimes. So
okay.
Sometimes it does. So
I love that you put yourself out there.
Mm-hmm. Of course, because I'm disciplined. Like, you know, go to the gym. I love doing it. So mm-hmm. it's one of my favorite things to do.
Yeah.
So.
All right. Well, I think that was a good discussion. Did you have anything else?
I think we covered everything.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, I just want to remind everyone that we would love to hear from you about the topics that you'd want us to talk about on our show. Feel free to email us if you have something that's important to you and a burning desire. You can email us at the and then the letter R, not alone podcast @gmail.com. All right. So go ahead and spend time this week, taking your inventory, look where your self-discipline is lacking. Are you over spending on eating out? Are you buying too many shoes or clothes? Are you buying too many truck accessories, Greg?
Nah.
And
purses.
Do you have a secret bell collection, hat collection? I don't know.
Yeah, look
your life over and think about how you might want to start working on some self-discipline in the areas that you feel you need to. So again, thank you so much for listening in. We appreciate you very much. And if you like what we had to say, hit the subscribe button and tell your friends about us. Also, another thought that I had this week is for you to leave a review on our podcast.
On the website?
No. Well, I think, I don't know if you can do it there, but I know you can on podcasts, like Apple Podcasts.
Oh, yeah.
You can leave reviews.
You can give like 5 stars and stuff like mm-hmm. that. So yeah. If you did that, it would mean so much to us.
It truly would.
Help us grow. So.
Yes. Yes. We want to meet as many needs out there as we can for all the people that are looking for a little help here and there. Mm-hmm. So we will see you back here next week. Thank you so much, Jesus, for this episode and the thoughts that you gave us. And just remember, you are not alone.